again, friends. This is Dave and Alex with the Music on Deck podcast, and that was Element 117. The track is entitled Looking for You. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Yes.
Let's get into it.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's a YAS. That's a yes.
All right.
So, like, okay. Really great jump offs. I mean, like that, you know, really, really, really big. Big sound, big guitars. Drumming was great. I mean, it had some energy. I was really, really into it. And, like, what a big, big sound. I mean, they got a real fat, wide tone. I mean, I really, really liked a lot of things here, man.
Okay.
But.
Yeah. I'm here for the but. Y'all should be here for the but.
This band needs a new singer.
Mm.
And I know that's strong. I know that's strong. But
I'm surprised you heard him.
I think the band is way better than the singer. And in many ways, yes, the singer was buried, but part of me thinks that probably was intentional.
Okay.
Because that's probably where he needed to be. And I don't know if this is in, you know, one of the members who actually plays an instrument, who is also trying to pull the lead singing. This goes in many, many ways. And to me, I think maybe the singer was going for like an Alice Cooper, Judas Priest kind of a vocal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, for sure.
You know, but for me, man, it this kind of a dynamic song needs a dynamic singer.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the, I've been looking for you. I mean, it wasn't just that. The melody to this kind of movement, the movement in the band, and then the singer is singing root notes.
Mm-hmm.
Even the melody wasn't up to snuff for what this song demands. This song has so much big, fat nastiness that there, I don't know how you don't have a singer that's coming in with like a, wah! You know, I mean, really getting it, you know, into the upper registers, really sing it. Now, I mean, again, if you're going for that Alice Cooper, Judas Priest kind of a thing, even that, if that's what you want and you don't want to go like the big dynamic singer, the vocalist killed this for me. If I just had the band, it would be a lot higher than the singer. The singer for me, as with many bands with me, I'm a vocal coach. I'm a classically trained vocalist. I heard this and I went, my gosh, if I was the singer of this band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what I would bring in sort of chest and intensity. That's really what it is. You can't have the singer be under the intensity of the band. And so the arrangement, everything about it was good, you know. But I couldn't get past the singer. I think there was some mixed stuff in there too that I'm going to leave to you because I know, okay, you know, you've got some stuff in that area. I'm just going to stay with you know, it just, you know, I love the production. I love that there were different sections. I love what they attempted to do, even if it wasn't 100% flawless. But again, it's so many times in my career where I've been really, really in love with an element of the band, and I go either, you know, it's the singer who doesn't have a band that can match him or a band that can't match the singer. I'm not trying to, you know, tell you that, you know, he's a terrible singer. I just think this band demands a really, really high quality, power intensive, melody driven singer.
Yeah.
And this is someone who is barely making it. So
barely, yeah,
so I mean, so for me, it's gonna be a 7.5, and that's because of the singer. Solely. I have to put the blame where I hear the blame, and if I had the band in front of me, I would say, if you're the lead guitar player and you're also singing, go play the guitar. Mm-hmm. If you're a lead singer, and, you know, there's a reason why, you know, you're connected interpersonally. You started the band, and now that band is being held back. It's being held back by those vocals. It's being held back by the melody. So I've got to put the blame where the blame lies. I would tell them to their faces. If I was recording them, if I was producing them, I would say, this is not the right singer for this. So we need to go a different direction.
Mm.
And you guys as a band need to come to a decision that we need to move on. And I hear it so clearly that I can't look away.
Oh, for sure.
And I think it prevented me from being more critical of other elements, to be honest with you.
Yeah, sure.
So what do you got, man?
Interesting. I'm going to start with my score, and I'm pretty solid in my score, but I don't think I liked it as much as you, mm-hmm. but my score is close to yours. Okay. My score is a 7.7. And I share the thought of, I share the thought, though, of I was painfully distracted by the vocal, mm-hmm. or lack thereof. Mm-hmm. It was completely lost in the mix. I'm surprised you even had enough of a judgment of how good or bad it was. I think it was definitely, like you said, that kind of Alice Cooper, you know,
breaking the law, Judas Priest.
It was,
you know,
down there, but like you said, it needs, even if you're going to go with that, it's got to break out of that at some point.
Right.
I think that can work, but you can't get away with that through a whole song like that. Like Dave said, instrumentally and energy wise, build wise, like composition wise, that singer, that didn't work. Those two things together didn't work. About three quarters of the way through the song, I tried to turn the vocalist off in my head,
okay.
so I could try and listen to everything else.
Yeah.
At that point, it was about 1:56, and there was a terrible guitar edit.
Mm. You're talking about where the swell comes in? There's a jump off, and it's right there. It's a real clip.
Yeah, yeah. And it's almost all guitar effect going on right there.
I like that moment if it wasn't for that jarring edit.
That moment is fine, and then I hear that, and we went back and listened to it about three times to make sure it wasn't like a playback error or we just heard something weird or whatever. And no, there's like a
cool
straight
idea.
Up, yeah, there's an edit there or some sort of, I mean.
It must have hit a waveform right in the middle
or
something.
It just sounds like an edit that was just kind of quickly done. Maybe there's another section there or something. Mm. I don't know. But it looks like it sounded like an edit that was just quickly done, reprint it, good, send it off to mastering, blah, 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 we're done. That's what it sounded like. So poor execution on that, poor you know, you got to double check everything, listen through. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. Again, that's one of those mistakes. We've heard these before. That's one of those things that's like, that can't happen, period, point blank.
Kind of a moment when there's nothing to cover it up.
You can get away with that at other times, maybe on, you know, a track in a song of 48 tracks or whatever. But when it's like that, I mean, you can't hide that. That can't happen. There was more to be desired from the vocals, even if that was the vocal as well. I know your mind is probably going nuts with this. I mean, there is plenty, like you said, the things that you would do with that. I can hear harmonies amazing vocal stuff could have been done and
the band almost goes into like a dream theater.
Yeah.
For me, you know what I mean? And go look at what kind of a singer it requires to have mm-hmm. that kind of a band. The band just seems so rolling and you know, like and connected, and you know, the drumming with the guitars, and it's like, you know,
I'm gonna go down the path that you go down sometimes and kind of make a guess on processing here. I think this is a do it from home type of band, mm-hmm. or do it yourself type of band. I won't you know, stoop all the way to
pulling their own
home,
resources, trying to be all of it themselves.
The drums were the loudest thing in the mix. Mm-hmm. I thought that they were close, but they were for sure the loudest thing in the mix. I liked everything that was going on. They were busy. There were hits coming, you know, coming at you from all directions, which I like the time. Like, I love that type of thing. But it was just way too forward. Again, I found myself trying to listen through the drums to hear other things. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I can hear the drums. Let me try and listen to the bass. Let me try and listen to the guitar tones through ignoring the vocal and ignoring the fact that the drums were too loud. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to do that. A well-mixed song, I can just listen to and say, okay, I hear that. Okay, I hear that. I hear that. Okay, cool. Good mix of all this stuff. This sits nice. I didn't feel like that. I felt like it was drums, loudest thing, then kind of that wave of the stereo guitars, mm-hmm. and then bass and vocal kind of back in there about the same spot.
I thought the guitars were the loudest for me.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't feel
it's
like
definitely
that.
Those were the top two drums and
the
guitars.
The drums were too far forward, and I thought the drummer just the player is a good drummer.
No doubt.
Like I was like, okay, and that's this what Sinks is like, yeah, this is a good drummer, you know?
And maybe one of two things. Maybe the mixer, whoever the mixer is, if it's the drummer or if not, was like, okay, the drums are freaking awesome. Yeah. Maybe they started with the drums and the drums ended up the loudest thing in the mix or whatever, one, two, close.
It was definitely all drums and guitar.
Yeah, I mean, all drums and guitar, in my opinion, too much drums. Mm-hmm. The guitars were cool. They took up enough of the space from an EQ standpoint. So I was fine with those. But yeah, bass was kind of a little bit further. I had to search to hear it. And then, yeah, we spoke about vocals. So yeah, 7-7, I think it could have been better if the vocal, like you said, if the vocal part could have been executed, way better.
It would have gotten a higher score for me if it was an instrumental.
Yeah.
I mean, it needs a vocalist. Mm-hmm. It needs lyrics.
Like you said, if you were to take the vocal away and just listen
just
to it
grade
as just
the band,
a band,
it would have been higher for me.
Me too. Me too.
So, you know, that says something, you know, and again, you know, we're not here to pee in your cornflakes, but I mean, like, this is the straight up thing I would say to anyone. If this had across my desk, I've got somebody who's trying to work a budget with me, you know, right off the bat, I have to be 100% honest or there's no point in going through this process.
It almost makes you wonder too. I mean, like in that exact scenario, you would maybe even ask the band, like, is this a demo singer or is this the demo? Is this one of you guys singing this just to get the lyrics,
right,
you know, to get it, to get the vision across? Or
I've had this many times when I've worked with the band and I've basically had to say, like, why is this your singer? Mm. Make me understand, you know? And a lot of times, you know, couldn't find anybody, so you know Ronnie, who's the guitar player, is just kind of doing it, and we thought it was good enough, you know. And it's like, so sometimes it's just not an awareness that it's like, well, you guys have evolved, and you know, because bands evolve, you know, you start out and maybe that was, you know, where you were at, and then now the band is consuming, it's literally like a big Pac-Man consuming that singer. It's just not able, and the mix probably didn't help as well, but
no doubt.
But I am so vocal driven that I was focusing entirely on, he is not the right singer for this band.
Yeah.
The minute I heard it, I went, and this brings
man.
The whole score
down.
That,
and it's one of those things.
Because I was
times.
In, dude. The first thing I wrote was, OMG, hell yes.
Right.
And that's when it was just the band. Yeah. Then suddenly the singing, and I went,
oof,
dang it.
Yeah.
And this is another case of another great sounding band with a singer that can't carry his weight. And that sucks. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to be 100% direct.
Yeah.
Because, you know, to me, if this is somebody that can be moved on from or re-rolled or repurposed, if this is a guitar player, if this is your drummer, if this is somebody who's double dutying, great. Have them stay with the band. Have them stay with that.
Yeah.
Now, if this is just a hired hand, if this is somebody who, you know, you've kind of been, you know, like, well, this kind of just fell into our lap.
Mm-hmm.
Time to reevaluate.
Yeah. Yep.
There's just not. There's no way around it.
Yep.
There's no way around it. But I think there's a lot of potential here. I would love to hear this with, actually, you know, the lyrics that I can hear, a melody that matches the runs. I mean, the movement they have in these chords.
Yeah.
You got to have a singer that is doing something complementary to
that. I couldn't tell you what the song is about.
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah. Apparently looking for you.
Yeah.
But what that means, I can't really say. And again, I really feel like, I don't know. You make up stuff. I made up stuff where I'm like, this is somebody trying to hide the singer. I mean, like, this is somebody who's like going, well, let's just put him here and we'll get through it. You know, you can't do that.
Mm-mm,
you can't. Just too important of a role, you know? So I hope that gives you guys a little bit of constructive criticism. We like it. We showed you the area that maybe, you know, we feel like needs to be changed. You're either going to agree with us or you're not. Again, Alex and I come from many, many years of experience working with many, many bands and people and professions in and around Nashville. I come from a Seattle background. So, I mean, you know, I'm no stranger to this sort of genre, and I really, really like it. I think there's something here. I want you guys to keep going. I want you guys to push it, because this is easily in the eights for me with a different singer. Easily. So
yeah.
I hope that's something that they can glean on, you know, grab onto, not just dismiss us because maybe that wasn't the feedback they wanted to hear.
Totally.
But I really feel like, again, you put that in front of a lot of industry people who are going to be honest with you, who are going to be direct. They're going to tell you the same thing. So, you know, if you're getting a bunch of people saying, no, these guys don't know what they're talking about, you know, ask around. Ask somebody who's got some credits behind them, who's worked on some albums.
That's why we're doing what we're doing.
And I think they're going to tell you the same kind of a thing. So I hope that's something you guys can use. Well, that's another one, guys. Another review. Thank you so much for joining in. As always, guys, we want you to check out our social media garbage. If you guys want to send us something, please. You know, we just put up a new post. So you can find us all over the interwebs, the blogosphere. What do I always call it? The Google machines.
That's right.
You know, really check us out. We're on TikTok and we're also on Instagram. If you want to send us an email, you can always email us at musicondeckpodcast@gmail.com. That's another one for the books, guys. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays. Peace.
Peace. Merry Christmas.